In this pandemic, are you in need of a little healing, a little bit of joy? Well, you might find it in some new classical music. That is String Quartet No. 5 from the acclaimed composer Kevin Day, age 25. Day says music helped him overcome a childhood full of challenges in Texas. It also is helping them get to Carnegie Hall this year. But first, String Quartet No. 5. In pandemic fashion, it is being premiered virtually and in person the next few days by the Boston-based Sheffield Chamber Players. And composer Kevin Day joins us. Kevin, hello.
Hello, hello. It's really an honor to get to be here.
It is great to have you. And we're also joined by Leo Egucci. He is a cellist at the Sheffield Chamber Players. Leo, hello to you.
Thanks. It's truly a pleasure.
Kevin, as we listen to your String Quartet No. 5, how should we listen to it? And, you know, what do you want us to take away or ask as we're listening to it?
This piece is really my reflection about sort of where we've been the last couple of years. And I really hope that it can inspire comfort, it can give people a sense of hope, and reflect on what they have. And that's really the goal of this piece. I really wanted to sort of capture this, the essence of just being hopeful to what's coming next.
Yeah. Well, Leo, you're playing it. This first movement is so gentle. What is it like for you to play it?
It's really a pleasure to explore all of these beautiful colors that Kevin has managed to put onto paper and for us to translate into sound. It's full of, as you said, gentle gestures that have a very organic sort of breathing nature to them. And I know that our audiences are going to be transported.
Yeah, and Leo, why commission this piece from Kevin? Can you talk a little bit about the thinking?
Well, we at Sheffield Chamber Players have been working since our founding to keep music alive. That can mean a lot of things. In much of our work, it's about lowering obstacles people have to classical music, and obstacles can come in many forms. And we love Beethoven, and we love Mozart, and we love Haydn, but we love Kevin Day. And when we discovered Kevin's incredible talent, he seemed like a really natural fit to bring music of now to life for our listeners.
Yeah. Kevin, you are now getting your doctorate in music at the University of Miami, and your music is already getting a lot of attention from the New York Philharmonic, from the Boston Symphony Orchestra. But take us back a little bit. Your father was a hip-hop music producer, your mother a gospel singer, and yet at one point, you thought about quitting music, is that right?
Yes, I had went through a period when I was a freshman in undergrad where I lost one of my closest friends from childhood and had to really wrestle with his loss, and I was considering leaving music, I think just because I was so burned out by that, as well as school, as well as just where sort of just mentally where I was. And music was actually sort of the thing that pulled me out of that place.
We're listening now to Breathe, a piece you wrote at the time. Is Breathe a piece that kind of came out of that moment you just talked about?
Yes, Breathe was a piece that I wrote, I think, when I was at, you know, my lowest. And I just went into one of our practice rooms, sat at the piano, and just would just play these notes until it turned into this chord progression. And I, in that moment, I could feel just a glimpse of peace. I didn't know that this piece of music would really, like, sort of be a catalyst for things to turn around in my life. And even now, I still go back and I will play that piece like sometimes now, and it just it really puts a smile on my face, because this piece holds a big meaning to me.
Kevin is the man who's I almost feel like he's made of music. It just sort of flows out of him. And hearing this story, I'm not surprised that as he was grappling with these painful feelings of having lost his friend, that it was just the process of sitting down at the piano and letting things start to come out that worked its way into this, organically into this beautiful piece that we're listening to.
I would not be the composer I am without the influences that come from my family. My parents, you know, we always had like music playing around the house and everything. So when I was growing up, we always had, and it was either jazz or it was gospel music or it was R&B or it was hip hop. And I think once classical music came into the picture, I mean, ever since that moment, you know, when I was a tuba player in high school playing Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5 and was just enthralled with classical music. And that was sort of the point where I was like, what if I took these influences, the influences of my childhood, and sort of brought it into classical music somehow?
Yeah. So for the rest of us, there is a way to incorporate the hip-hop music of your background, the gospel music of your background, into your compositions?
Yes, and it mostly comes through the form of rhythm, and with each piece I write, I feel like I'm getting more in touch with these rhythms that I've heard my whole life, and all of that has made its way into my music just more and more over the years. Mm.
Well, let's come back to String Quartet No. 5, which is premiering these next few days, and we're going to listen to the second movement, very different. Kevin, are you in this at this point? Are you trying to maybe shock us into something, into asking something?
It's more so communicating like this joy and this playfulness almost, and that's really what I wanted to capture in movement two, sort of as a drastic contrast to the first movement. This is more about motion, momentum, and brightness and energy. And so these gestures you're hearing in the recording, this is just me being happy, just composing, just really hopeful for where life is going to go. Hmm.
Kevin, finally, tell us about Carnegie Hall. That's coming up later this year. Are you conducting a new piece there?
Yes, I am. I have the opportunity to conduct the Scarsdale High School Wind Ensemble, and this was a commission that came from my friend Jason Noble, who was the director there for a long time, and this is sort of his retirement performance. And so he asked me to write a piece for his group, and he's going to let me conduct it. So this will be my Carnegie Hall conducting debut, and it's a thing I've always dreamed of doing since I was a kid. So I'm very excited to get to take the podium in April.
That is composer Kevin Day. His new String Quartet No. 5 is premiering live and online in the coming days. We've also been talking to cellist Leo Eguchi of the Sheffield Chamber Players, who will be performing this. Thanks to you both.
Thank you so much, and it's really a pleasure to get to talk to all of you.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.